bummed about that gut. Wish you had rock hard abs. Look, I'm going to be honest. Unless you're under the age of 23 or a professional football player, it's probably not going to happen. If I were you, I'd just buy some bigger shirts.
If I was you.
Mike, you're just a load of help this morning.
If I was you, I'd just buy bigger shirts.
Romy and Mike together are dangerous back there.
If you'd like to join the conversation, share with us what your New Year's resolution is concerning fitness and wellness, give us a call at 1-888-767-4348. I know there's a lot of people on the East Coast right now involved in a fitness routine of shoveling snow. You ought to see the pictures on my phone this morning that I'm getting from friends in Washington, D.C. Woo! Monster storm. 33 million Americans are in the wake of a blizzard warning. 200,000 are currently without power. The storm will hit population density 85 million people.
Aren't you glad to be here?
Who in that arena did you mail an Arizona Highway subscription to for Christmas? That's my question. I know I'm mailing my Arizona real estate cards out to everybody I know back there. Back to the topic here at Rosa on the House. We're talking about fitness and wellness for life. January 17th is the official Ditch Your Resolution Day. We're trying to resurrect your resolution here 1 week later and see if we can't get you to commit to a year of fitness and wellness and getting lean for your own good, so you can better enjoy this great state of Arizona. We've talked already about drinking too many calories, that many of the sport drinks are just that, not healthy drinks, and that they contain a tremendous amount of sugar, as well as some of those fancy coffee drinks that we pound down all day long from all of the various different sources for that. Oh, we didn't cover wine. That's okay. Let's skip wine. Eating carbs at the wrong times of day. Never eat carbs at dinner. Eat 30 minutes after a workout. And I never knew squash was a carb. Carbs to me are bread, bagels, donuts.
No, there's going to be carbs in pretty much all vegetables. It's just going to be the quantity. There's not going to be a whole lot in lettuce. There's going to be more in your squashes, your potatoes,
denser.
Things like that, denser.
Mm-hmm. All right. So let's get to exercise routine.
All right. One of the biggest things I see that I try to get people to steer away from is steady state cardio. Getting on a cardio machine or going out for a walk. I'm going to use a cardio machine because it's easy. I'm going to use the numbers on the pace settings.
Okay.
So you get on a cardio machine, say the treadmill, and you walk at a warm-up pace of about 2.0, make it easy, round number. After a five-minute warm-up, you put it at 4.0, and you leave it there for 30 minutes. Okay, a good way to look at steady state cardio is by comparing it to your car. If you put your car on the freeway and put it on cruise control, you really get pretty good gas mileage. If you take your car and you put it on the surface streets with the stoplights and the yahoos that turn left from the middle lane and you're constantly touching your brake and your gas and your brake and your gas, you're burning a whole lot more fuel.
It's the same for your body?
It's the exact same for your body. Steady state exercise does nothing but induce a healthy appetite. It doesn't burn that many calories. I don't care if you're running. If you're running and you put yourself at a 6.0 on the treadmill and you stay there for 30 minutes, it's the same thing. Your body gets to steady state heart rate. It gets to steady state and it starts shutting stuff down. So it's not burning very many calories. Its job is to conserve calories and we have to force it not to. And to do that, we have to get away from steady state exercise, stay away from maintaining a pace or an intensity for any length of time over 2 minutes. 2 minutes fast, 2 minutes slow. 2 minutes faster, 2 minutes not quite so slow. 2 minutes medium, 2 minutes slow. 2 minutes really fast, 2 minutes slow. Stay away from steady state, and you will get a lot more bang for your buck. Time efficiency here.
It's harder to read the paper that way.
Well,
I like getting on my little Nordic track and reading, and steady does good for that.
Steady does do good for that, but you're really not doing anything.
That's a heartbreak.
That's a real change of mindset.
That's a heartbreak.
Can you try watching the news instead? I know it's infuriating.
Not news.
And I don't like watching it.
I won't watch news.
SportsCenter.
I'll find something to watch,
SportsCenter.
But not news. I'm not going to start my day with news.
They actually say that that ages you faster.
Mm.
And I believe it.
You know, I've actually gotten where I enjoy going home for lunch and doing a workout at lunch. Would you rate that good or bad?
As long as it's your routine, that's fine.
Okay.
There's a lot of theories out there about working out in the morning before you get up, before you eat breakfast, working out at night to help you go to sleep, which I don't find that works for me. As long as it's your routine and it's what works for you and you can be consistent with it, it's fine.
Well, I tell you, it sure takes me through the afternoon snooze.
Well, and it helps eliminate that all or nothing mentality that we have. You have to go all in or you have to do nothing. And some of the big fitness programs out there have you believing that you have to go all out intense or you're not healthy. Well, those programs have done what we kind of talked about with the calories. We've taken fitness, air quotes here, I know you can't see it, and made it a sport. Sports aren't very healthy. They're fun. They're awesome to watch, but our bodies weren't designed to practice throwing a baseball 200 times a day. That's probably more than that.
Mm.
I don't know. You know, it's not a healthy thing. Sports aren't healthy. They're fun. They're awesome. I'm going to put my kids in sports. But when you take your fitness and turn it into a sport, it's really not. You have to know the difference. You're at a higher risk for injury. Get away from the all or nothing. Realize that 10 minutes is better than no minutes. When you just can't find that hour.
Jennifer, you did really well on that this holiday season, sneaking in 10 minutes here and 10 minutes there.
Well, Katie, last time she was in, she gave us some examples. And so I just took those to heart. And it makes me feel better. It makes me feel good knowing maybe I am really accomplishing something. I guess in the past, I always thought 10 minutes isn't enough to make a difference. But
10 minutes is enough to keep you from sliding backwards. It's not going to give you huge gains forward. But it's going to help you from sliding backwards so that next day when you have that hour, you can make progress instead of starting a step behind from where you were at before. Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
Well, I went from being a busy mom at home with six children.
That's right.
To busy sitting at my desk at the office. And that, boy, has that made a difference.
Catches up fast.
Yes. And the calories, they land different places now.
through every stage of life.
All right. So we talked about drinking too many calories. We talked about eating carbs at the wrong time of day. We're talking about steady state cardio isn't what it is made out to be. We're going to talk also as well about using exercises inappropriately and not resting, sleeping, or stretching enough. But we're going to take a short break here and talk about the Arizona staycation. We want you fit enough to get out and enjoy the state. We want you to enjoy the state on our dime. You qualify for the staycation at rosieonthehouse.com, right there on the front page of the website. You can register Sanderson Ford Tile there. You win the staycation. We pick a winner every 30 days. You become a winner, you get to go to Sanderson Ford in Glendale, go tour their demo lot, all the cars they've got set aside for people to demo. Pick whatever you want. We've had people pick the Edge. We've had them pick the Focus. We've had them pick the F-150 Platinum Series. We've had them pick the Mustangs. And just recently, we had someone pick the Explorer. They had a particularly great vacation.
They did. That was Peggy and Nestor. And they had a particularly hard year. They were absolutely thrilled to win, and it was their anniversary. And they took a little trip. They picked up the Explorer, went up to Sedona, stayed at the Best Western Plus Inn of Arizona. Did I get all that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And just enjoyed the views. It's just so beautiful up there.
It was ironic. They were going on an anniversary, and they had spent their honeymoon at that same inn.
Yes. And then so when they went to pick up their car, they had a special surprise. Designing Women of Arizona, one of our new partners for this staycation, had provided a party in a basket. It was a beautiful, beautiful basket, so heavy it took two people to pick it up so that they could celebrate the anniversary together. And they just couldn't say enough wonderful things about all the goodies that were in there. So, and Designing Women of Arizona is a great vendor for you as well, because if you're planning a party or any kind of life event, even celebration of life or a holiday party, anything, any spectrum, they provide just beautiful, beautiful decorations and accents for your party.
Designing Women.
And last week we had a couple go, and their basket was from Soretta Candy, which if you've not been out to Glendale to visit their shop, you're really missing something. They give tours every Monday through Friday, 10 o'clock and 1 o'clock free tours. Go in there and see how the candy's made. It's absolutely a treat.
They went down to Benson, Arizona, and on the way they stopped at the Pima Air Museum to see the World War II pictures of the woman's father, who are hanging in the museum with some of his personal items from World War II. Janine's dad was a POW for 10 months during his years of service to our country. So Janine was able to take her two adult children and go tour the Pima Museum on their way for a weekend in Benson at the Best Western Quail Hollow Inn of Benson.
So we send y'all over the state. They have a blast.
We have 18 lodging partners, so no matter where you want to go in the state, we can generally set you up. Jennifer puts a gas card in the car of your choice, pays for the gas and the meals. The entire vacation is courtesy of Rosie on the House and Sanderson Ford, with a lot of great help from Arizona Highways and the Arizona Office of Tourism. We do it as a team effort, a joint effort to get you, the Arizona homeowner, out on the road to enjoy this great state. And we want you to do it in good health. So we're here with Katie Stumbo from Katie's Fit Life Personal Training Service. We're talking about drinking too many calories. We're talking about eating carbs at the wrong times of day. We're talking about steady state cardio isn't all it's cracked up to be, although it is awfully easy and convenient. And then we're talking about using other exercises inappropriately.
Yeah, I have a lot of pet peeves and a lot of soapboxes I could get up onto today.
You're just like your dad.
But I have lots of them. But I picked one. I picked one that really irks me, and it's the plank.
That's boring.
Yes.
You're going to encourage us to do more of it?
No.
Good. I'm all for that. No. Most boring exercise on the planet.
Thank you. Picture this. Picture standing up with your knees soft, your butt tucked under, your hands straight out in front of you, tightening your stomach, bracing your core like you're waiting for something to hit you. Is that how you get hurt? Is that how you throw out your back, standing like that? How do you throw out your back?
Taking
the trash out, moving something. So we need to take this non-dynamic, boring exercise out of our routine and make it dynamic and fun. Put movement into your plank to help protect your back, which is what it's supposed to do anyway.
Does the shaking I do after about 3 minutes count as movement?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to quit doing it.
Great. Do some push-ups instead.
Okay.
Push-ups are the ultimate core exercise.
Oh.
You have taken a plank and you have made it dynamic. Okay. I love the push-up. It's great for your arms. I've always told women, diamonds are not your best friend. Push-ups are your best friend. I've said that for years. It is true. You want to get rid of that wiggly underarm? Push-ups.
Can you do it from your knees?
Absolutely. You can absolutely modify it. Even if your knees are too hard, do it against a counter. As you get stronger, find lower and lower counters, tables, to do it on until you're on the ground.
10 seconds. What's your position on squats?
Oh, squats are a wonderful exercise. They don't do what you think they do. They're great for your quads. They're not for your butt. Squats don't hurt your back the way you squat hurts your back. If squats are hurting your back, you're doing it incorrectly, and it's probably because you think it's working your butt.
When we get back, it's Katie Stumbo of Katie's Fit Life talking about your butt.